This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite, including all the way up here to Washington State. Yep, we got some affiliates up there in the Seattle area and Spokane, and let's see, what's the other one? Tacoma. There we go. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and Company, and Tom and the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to where it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler the same way. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter, all at Captain's America. And we're also on Instagram. And don't forget, we have a website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And I said Washington State for a reason, because on the other end of the phone is our traveling colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and he's up in Washington State, almost halfway up the mountain, I guess, on Mount Rainier. Is that where you're at?
I am, Captain. It's great to be with you. Yeah, it's interesting to hear you talk about Tacoma and all that. Of course, I'm here because my late father's older sister, just turned 100 years old, and I'm up here visiting family for the first time in 20 years. And, of course, he served the United States Air Force there in Tacoma, one of the satellite stations that you talked about. And where I normally call in at 5 a.m. here for me, I've adjusted, and I'm at 2 a.m. And it's a little bit chilly out here on the porch right now. I'm not as high as elevation as I've been the last couple of days up there towards Mount Rainier, but it's great to be up here. And I tell you, I'm an observation of people just as you are, and it's been interesting to note that we always talk about red states, blue states, but you know, there are vast chunks of California, Oregon, and Washington State here in the Northwest where these are just regular Americans that
you
and I are very familiar with wherever we go, whether it's Kansas, they're in Florida, or Tennessee, Kentucky. It doesn't matter. It is. And so the divide is really between those highly suburban, dominated by these progressive thinkers that continue to elect these nut jobs that are doing so much of the travesty of damage
to
our nation.
Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I am ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States,
of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it
stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice,
for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Joe took a little trip over to Saudi Arabia and Israel. And when he got back, the very day he got back, the price of oil went up $2 a barrel. Well, as of today, it's up another $5 a barrel. Thank you very much, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, job well done. Right. Yeah, well, you know, I don't think we hope for the best on behalf of our nation when our president goes abroad like that. But I don't think anybody really anticipated that we were going to get great results, because you can't go in and flip the switch and think you do that. You can't go out there like a pauper with your hat out and saying, hey, please, sir, would you give to somebody in need here? I think that the allegory earlier about it is kind of like Neville Chamberlain traveling and asking for, please, would you offer us some peace and not do bad things in the world? So, yeah, I'm not surprised, disappointed, but not surprised.
Don't you think that would have something to do with his 30% approval rating on the economy?
Yeah, it's like we frequently say, and you frequently point out, you got to wonder about that 30%, because how can even that number ignore what is pretty plain to all of us, that this is Biden's economy, and it is not in a good state of things at all.
No, it's not, and I wish they would stop trying to blame Vladimir Putin. And by the way, they tried to blame Russia for something to do with the price of oil going up again, some more nonsense, and it's just not true. I mean, it's just not true. Look right no further than Joe Biden.
Yes, it is astounding, the wear out on that story, that was gone a year ago at least. In fact, it was didn't have Lily going into it, but mm-hmm. to stick by it and to even have some folks that were just looking for ways to back you up and make sure that you're reelected another term. And, you know, some of these folks, the media, and for them to have to come around and be honest for once about it, that's pretty damn telling. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you heard this one or not, but there was another poll yesterday that revealed that 47% of the small businesses across America are in real danger of permanent closure right now.
Well, Kathy, you know, we knew that was true as we looked around in the free state of Florida. I live there, but I tell you what, that's one thing that I've noticed here. I know it's been 20 years since I've been here, and there's certainly been some changes, but as you go around and we go to these small businesses, and I've been blessed to see a lot of the truckers and all that, but you're right. I believe that to be true, because I see it out here as you travel around.
Okay, sir, hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and I'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel retired U.S. Army Kevin Wright, who's visiting up in Washington State. He's being nice enough to call us while he's up there on a little vacation, a little R&R. And I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is to let you know that Moss Family Automotive, and in particular Moss Nissan, brings you my discussion with Lieutenant Colonel retired Army Kevin Wright. Now, if you want to find out what we already know, and that is if you like cars and you like good cars and you like deals, all you got to do is trot on over to your local Moss Family Automotive Nissan dealership. Now, there's three of them right now and a fourth one coming. There's one in Crystal River. The flagship store is at Newport Richey, 1954. And then they have the Nissan dealership on Florida Avenue right next door to the Acura dealership. But the new one that's coming probably here in another month, roughly, and I'm just being general here, is the new Nissan store in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. That is going to be the Taj Mahal of Taj Mahals. Brand new Nissan dealership for Brooksville. And can't wait to go up there for the grand opening. We're going to broadcast up there. Going to be a lot of fun. Remember, with our motto, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program for all active duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, church pastors, too. They get a great deal offered to them. And don't forget, your certified pre-owned vehicle is worth a lot more money than what you thought it was, so check it out, see what your car is worth, and you might be surprised. Moss, M-A-U-S. Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright up in Washington State, up there visiting some family. And, Colonel, I want to thank you very much for taking time to adjust your schedule to do this, and I'm glad it's working out.
Well, you're welcome, Captain. It's, as always, it's my pleasure. This is the quiet time. The little nephews are all down, and the family's down, and it's my time to think and reflect, and I like to be able to do it with the company of the captain.
All right, well, we appreciate that. Now, Nancy Pelosi and her office yesterday responded to criticism about her husband's purchase of semiconductor stocks ahead of the Congress's vote targeting the industry. Now, he invested $1 million. The speaker said that she doesn't own any stocks. And her spokesman pointed out, as you can see from the required disclosures with which the speaker fully cooperates, these transactions are marked SP for spouse. Well, there's only one little problem with all this. Are you familiar with the word community property?
Well, there you go. That husband and wife deal. And there mm-hmm. you go.
Yep. Whatever the hubby does, the wife is a 50% participant or owner or whatever of two. So she is the owner of those stocks that he invested in. Doesn't matter how he found out about it. We know he had to find out from her, for sure. But anyway, it is what it is. And I don't know, anybody else would be in jail over this, but not her.
Yeah, and, you know, Captain, this is not a new revelation. It's been for years now.
Mm-hmm.
She has been questioned, suspect, and she's evaded, like anything that's really important or gets at anything that suggests, rightfully so, that she might be engaged in malfeasance or doing things that that we should expect a higher standard of those that we elect to office. But apparently her constituents don't, because they keep reelecting her for whatever strange and bizarre reason. It's that urban core of non-thinkers and the rest of America that have got it right. But yeah, that's there's no reason for that. It's not a valid excuse. It's lame. And what she's doing is not just suspect, but I'm like you. There's so many other things, and she would be number one for if there was any genuine justice on the planet, it ought to reside on her. But we'll see. We hope springs eternal. Maybe we can turn this around, and maybe we can start to recover our faith in more fully in American justice.
Now, I believe I remember you telling me that when you were in the military, one of your assignments was Israel. And Joe Biden just went to Israel and then went over to Saudi Arabia. Now, in Israel, his trip was full of gaps and confusion and disfusion by him not seeming to understand where he was and what he was doing some of the time. I was not impressed at all. What's your thought about what you saw?
You're right, Captain. I was there as a liaison to Israeli Defense Force in 95 and 96. So I watched his whole trip to the Middle East, but I watched the trip there and his time there with particular care, because I still have friends over there. I communicate with them, and some of them are American Israeli citizens. And, of course, the Israeli government, as typical, they were too courteous to draw any attention to the buffoonery and the silly things that let out his own. Even sometimes, even when he was reading from the script or crying out loud, it was nonsense. And it was embarrassing for us. It should be. And I hate to see that, because he's representing the United States of America when he goes overseas. Now, he may forget that sometimes, that's what he's representing. But, you know, you and I don't. So, yeah, you're right. And I don't think we're exaggerating. We're not just beating the old we don't like Biden drum. It is what it is, and it is what we saw, and it is what we heard. And it's unfortunately it's what the world and what our allies in Israel saw as well.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a call here and see if you can hear it on your end. I hope you will be able to. Otherwise, I'll translate. All right. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for the colonel?
Well, it's more of a comment in regards to what the colonel was just saying about Nancy Pelosi being reelected by her constituents and all these other criminals that are in the Democrat Party class. Can anybody say dominion? Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, in the case of Nancy Pelosi, I can say a dozen, because she lives in a district where she's her – uh-oh, I just lost the colonel. She lives in a district where she has a plurality of 12 points, if you can imagine that, 12 points. And I hope the colonel calls me right back, because his phone might have dropped out for whatever reason. I hope it didn't run out of a charge. But anyway, I'll keep my eyes on. Okay, there he is. All right, you're back, right?
I am back, and I did hear the caller. Yes, that was interesting and true. But of course, he specifically referred to at the end to the main and referring to the main voting machines,
right?
Fixing elections. And, see, I've been following what's going up in Georgia. We got some folks that are not Republicans, but they are actually the Constitution Party leaders up there in the voter GA. Who are filing many suits, and of course, here in Florida, we're permitted to use Dominion machines. Nobody, no counties do use them, but that was a source of great problems in the previous and the election before that up in the state of Georgia. And yeah, there are things that are not right, and Dominion hasn't come around to fix them all. But we have not resolved. It is not a settled issue. There are. Things, whether you believe that, it changed the outcomes of the election or whether it was fixed or deliberate, quite clearly there is substantial enough evidence that we got homework to do that we're kind of ignoring. And hopefully after the November election, we will actually start to reveal, we're not going to change outcomes and all that, but we got to restore, we talked about restoring the confidence of the American people and justice. In our economy and the American way. But that's fundamental to restoring that is the trust and confidence in our voting. And so that's something we need to not let loose. And we're not conspiracy theorists for saying, hey, that's important, because it is important. And in their hearts, even the progressive left know that. And that's probably why they fear it so much, because they know it to be true.
Well, you were talking about the people that are around you there in Washington State, and they're good people, average people, and that sort of stuff. And that's true, because right not very far away from where you're at is the home of the Second Amendment Foundation and Alan Gottlieb, the lawyer who's been suing a lot of different states and agencies and winning on behalf of gun owners all across the country. So you're in that area of the country, too. And by the way, he owns the three radio stations I'm on up there in Washington State.
Well, I didn't know that. Or if I did know that, I didn't intend to. So that's interesting. I thank you very much for that nugget. That's good. And yeah, I go to the local diners here and the local stores and all that. And they're suffering just like the average other small business in America. But, they're good-hearted folks. They're in the right place. They want to see America do well. They want to have faith in those who we elect. So take heart, America. Wherever you go, the folks, the American ideals are not dead. They're out there. The heart is still beating out there amongst red-blooded true patriots.
All right, my friend, we got the music coming in there. I'm going to let you get in off the porch so that you don't catch pneumonia. You have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you when you get back.
All right, Thursday morning, I'll be talking to you, Captain. Take care now.
Thank you, sir. Okay, that's the retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright up there in Washington State on the porch about halfway up Mount Rainier, which is where he's at for a few days visiting family and friends. And appreciate him doing that for us. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Boosting ties with South Korea. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, after touring Seoul Science Park, on Tuesday calls out China.
We cannot allow countries like China to use their market position in key raw materials, technologies, or products to disrupt our economy or exercise unwanted geopolitical leverage.
Some 40 million Americans are under heat alerts due to dangerous and intense, potentially record-breaking heat across the plains and Mississippi Valley. That's expected to continue into the southeast this week. Firefighters are already battling 89 large fires across 12 states. In Europe, the heat wave has killed more than 1,100 people in Spain and Portugal. For the first time ever, the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels Flight Squadron are adding a female jet pilot to their ranks. Lieutenant Amanda Lee will join the elite flight squadron this fall. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, look forward to seeing you today at Mission Barbecue. 11:30 to 1:30 for lunch. We have a very good group that shows up over there, adding to it all the time, and you're welcome to come over and share in the conversation and share in the great food that they have, and just sit back, kick back, and relax for as long as you can be there. I'm there from 11:30 to 1:30, and we always have a good time. We have a great group that comes over there. And I understand we're going to have a pretty good turnout today from some of the things I've already heard, and that's great. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell and MyPillow, who have been offering a BOGO extravaganza on many of the MyPillow products for going on about 2 months right now. But it's all fixing to come to an end as they run out of stuff. They run out of stuff and it's gone. That's what I've been told. So, while you got an opportunity right now, why don't you try the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Great, great, great fancy sheets. Worth all every penny of it. I've got a couple of sets myself. Also, the Giza Elegance My Pillows, the best pillows there is anywhere. And I got a couple of those. Now, here's one of my favorites. The six-piece bath towel set. Now, I'm not a small person, and bath towels have always been a problem. Well, these towels fit me like a glove, and they will you too. So there you go. So, you get a hold of those, buy one, get one, or You go around and check the Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, which are the ones that are decorated up. Maybe they got a flag on them, they got an outdoor picture on them, or maybe they got a picture of the ocean or whatever. But those are the ones, the travel pillows that you take with you as well when you get on the plane, train, or bus, or whatever it is that you do. So also, many more things as well. Now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and then go to the Radio Listener Specials page. And use the promo code CAPTAIN for whatever it is that you see that you want to get. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. And when you do that, don't miss the incredible opportunity to go buy one, get one free on the select products that are there. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Again, the phone number, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. 5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, little Dr. Fauci, the gift that keeps on giving, the gift that keeps on giving, because you can't make this stuff up, and you just can't seem to get rid of them. He's always got to do something to have himself in the limelight.
Dr. Fauci Report.
Alrighty. And little Dr. Fauci came out and said he's going to retire. He said he's going to retire before Joe Biden gets out of office. Well, to that I say, can't you retire today there, Fauci? Can't you do us a favor and retire today? Now, he's mentioned he'll likely retire by the end of President Joe Biden's term in January 2025. Fauci has directed, of course, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease since 1984. He's also served as Biden's chief medical advisor since January 2021. He is the highest paid government employee at somewhere around $500,000. And at age 81, Fauci said he didn't plan to be in this position forever. Well, gee, cry me a river, right? But the thing of it is he definitely is somebody that just can't seem to understand what's going on. Just can't seem to understand what's going on. He ignores the activity around him. He totally ignores the activity around him. And I guess that's okay if you're Dr. Fauci, because you can get away with that, right? That sound about right? But we've had it with him. We've had enough. We don't need him anymore. So please take the football and leave and do us all a favor. By the way, we understand the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, is feeling the pressure of the bust illegal immigrants that are coming to D.C. Not that I'm surprised, but that's what we understand. All right, let me drift on over here. I think I know who's on the line. Is this Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Hey, Captain, let me ask you something here. Can you grant me 2 minutes? I have something very important to share, very important.
Okay, I'll time you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, folks, drug cartel, the Sinaloa and the Jalisco New Generation, on pay-per-view, allowing a foreigner journalist access for interview, said openly, every Mexican high government official, including the president of Mexico, is paid off by cartels. Now, cartels at the southern border is now charging $15,000 plus per person. You have the Sinaloa and Jalisco New Generation cartels controlling the mountainous areas where they have growing poppy seeds, marijuana, coca green leaves. They have checkpoints all across the mountain. Jalisco controls the chemicals that are purchased from China for fentanyl. They also control the Asian-South American connection. American college students are known to do drugs such as mollies, weed, coke. You know, for a fact, the Chinese mafia and Mexican cartels are putting fentanyl in all pill form, including mollies. A young black pro football player was doing cocaine and died. An autopsy revealed fentanyl was present in the cocaine. They're out to destroy our young people through powerful synthetic opiates. It's 50 to 100% times stronger than morphine. It's as if Joe Biden is working with the Chinese and the cartels to destroy the face of America. America Director of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas is the worst lawyer I ever seen in my entire life to be in charge of protecting Americans. Captain, I have learned from watching pay-per-view these specials, Mexican drug cartels. The most powerful cartels is El Chapo Guzman, Sinaloa cartel. They granted a foreign journalist access in the mountains. The Sinaloa spokesman every day across the southern, that southern border in Mexico, they are flying Cessnas. They don't have one. They have fleets of Cessnas. And the Sinaloa say that they are flying them across our border every day with loaded full of drugs. How the hell are we letting that happen to our country, America? Now, some of the women, you take a look at these women being murdered in Mexico and around Honduras. It is so bad. You know, some of the women's foot and partial legs were hacked off by machetes. The extreme unchecked violence that exists in Central America is spilling over in America. Now, since 1964, over 100,023 people missing feared dead in Honduras. The last 12 years in Honduras alone, over 3,037 women have been murdered by their men. That include pageant winner Miss Honduras and her sister, who were brutally murdered. America, wake up. God damn it, wake up. Some of these godless murdering men are in our country illegal.
All right, you're going to run out of time, so make it fast.
Thank you very much, Captain. I appreciate you. Have a great day, sir.
All right, okay, because we're coming up on the music right there, and that's Elliot and Wesley Chapel. Now, folks, I'm going to get up on my soapbox here. Final segment coming up. I got something that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Democrats and who they really are. This might surprise you when you hear some things. For example, do you know about the 4S doctrine that the Democrats adhere to? You should. And I'm going to tell you about that. I'm also going to tell you why this whole thing is doomed for failure, because they don't want us to succeed. Not for a second do they want us to succeed. They do not want to have America great again. That was a huge slap in the face to the Democrats when Donald Trump came along and did that. That's why they're fighting so hard to make sure that we don't make America great again. But guess what? They've met their match. They've met their match. This time, the ball's in our court. And we can't drop the ball again. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and I'll be there at West Waters at the Mission Barbecue from 11:30 to 1:30 today. Hope to see you just east of the Veterans Expressway, a couple traffic lights on the right side. Now, this final portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't want to do that. Now, for you folks that are listening to me outside the area, if you need some parts, maybe for your blinds or your shades or your shutters, you can give them a call at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And if you're outside the state, they might be able to help you. And if so, they can certainly ship you the part you need. So there you go. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, too, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, Democrats like to portray themselves as compassionate defenders of democracy, civil rights, and the little people. when in reality, folks, they're far from it. Their history tells a bitter tale of racism, oppression, violence, and death. Yes, the Democrats. Let's get beyond the hype, the puff, and the lies. Now, Democrats, as their namesake declares, are big on democracy. Now, that may sound nice, but we are not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, hence Republicans. Now, by definition, democracy is mob rule. The founders were very concerned that minorities of other political thought would be not represented, ignored, or, of course, the other political thought was insurrection would have to occur for them to get even noticed. Now, they subscribed to something called the 4S Doctrine. The 4S Doctrine is a very easy way to assess the Democratic Party through the centuries. The four principles were bitterly fought for by the Democrats, with each in its own time being defended to the death. Here are the four S's. Slavery, secession, segregation, and socialism. Now, the Democratic Party began in earnest with the election of Andrew Jackson, a man of the people, back in 1828. Jackson was not above ethnic cleansing as he supported the Indian Removal Act, forcing the indigenous people from their homeland, known as the Trail of Tears. In addition, between 1830 and 1860, it saw much of the debate on slavery, especially in the new territories, where Southern Democrats saw it as a state or territorial issue where the central government had no authority, and as a property issue with the right to transfer their property anywhere they chose, which was fundamental in the Constitution, if you decide that other people can be property. And that's the way they were translating the Constitution. Slaves were their property. Now, in 1964, the Republican-controlled Congress passed the 1964 Civil Rights Act as an extension of the Republicans' 1957 and 1960 Civil Rights Acts. At that time, Democratic senators filibustered the bill for a record 75 days. Now, from 1964 to 1965, the Democrats had a new strategy. President Johnson, the president at the time, decided to keep blacks quiet and had them vote Democrat for 200 years. Now, he said, these Negroes, they got plenty uppity these days, and that's the problem for us. We got to give them a little something, just enough to quiet them down, not enough to make a difference. And you know what that something was? Welfare. Now, that helped to destroy the black family over the years and make them dependent on the government. In other words, outwardly fight racism, but keep them where they are. Black lawmakers, for the most part, were like the antebellum black overseers delivering the black vote, that was obedience, I might add, to their masters and getting rich by doing it, getting paid so much ahead to vote. Now, it's worked for almost 60 years. And it's only for the past several years that we see definite signs of it wearing thin with the black voters. Now, what's been the result is where the progress for our trillions of dollars in public assistance, but let's not forget that you can't be fooled, right? Because Democrats are now letting in millions of unvetted illegal immigrants that they can pander to get votes from, remain in power, and continue their cooperation with the globalist elites to dismantle our country. And make no mistake about it. How can we forget that this is the party that purposely put in office as the President of the United States, a man who is not only unqualified, but dangerously senile, Joe Biden? So there you have it. From slavery to secession to segregation, and now watching them fight for world socialism, a different form of slavery. All from the original and only author of the American Insurrection, the Democratic Party. Think I'm kidding you? Go do your homework. Go do your homework. You will find out who the real Democrats are.
And it's not pretty. It is not pretty. Unfortunately for us, and I say unfortunately, we have a two-party system. Could be a three, could be a four-party system. Sometimes there's days when you think it is. We just don't know. But all that being said, makes you wonder what's going to happen next. Okay, it's time for an Edwards Notebook, so let's get that going.
Many Americans are continuing to leave high-tax states like New York and moving to lower-tax states like Florida and Ohio. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. As sovereign Americans stream out of California and all high-tax states, I find it alarming that the Biden administration and other extreme leftists like House Majority Leader Chuckie Schumer are all proposing to raise taxes on wealthy, productive Americans, which is basically increasing the already high degree of punishment against those who succeed in society. Even more egregious is the Biden plot to slap a 3.8% income tax increase on the earnings of small businesses. Already, at least 45% of small businesses have been shuttered due to the fake science-based lockdown during the Corona China virus scandemic. Some economists have predicted that up to 65% of all small businesses may shut down unless there is a quick reversal of Biden's already enacted oppressive regulations and executive orders. If the Democrat socialist pigs have their way, Americans who want a better life may soon immigrate to less oppressive nations. I'm Ron Edwards. Brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, Ron Edwards. And, of course, I do drink his Constitutional Grounds Coffee, and pretty doggone good. Matter of fact, it's not acidic at all, which is one of the problems that I've had with the coffee in the past, because I sit here and I sip iced coffee all night long in my Turbis tumbler over here to my right. And it's good stuff. Give it a shot. TheRonEdwards.com, the website, and see what he has to offer over there. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to have a lot of interesting things going on. Got to keep your eyes on the prize right now, folks. Got to keep your eyes on the prize and see what's going on when it comes to what is transpiring. Now, we have today a primary, and we'll be talking about it tonight. So we'll see what happens. Only one state. Now, who is Chris Cuomo applied to be a firefighter? Oh, good morning, George. I don't know what you're talking about there, but I'll find out later. Hopefully we'll see you for lunch, George. It's going to be a good time. We got some people coming. So anyway, I will let everybody go. I hear the music coming up in my ear. It's been an interesting night. Appreciate all the callers from all the different places around the country. It's always fun to hear from folks out and about. I'll have a great day when I see you, 11:30, over there at Mission Barbecue. God bless America. Remember, this show is all about we the people.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.